This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thank you once again for joining us here at the Fountain of Life. I've been looking at the subject of being fully engaged in our Christian life, or perhaps the title, What Use Am I? And today I'd like to look at Ephesians chapter 4 and read the better part of the first 17 verses, because I see something in the subject of being fully engaged. As we commit ourselves, there is something that God wants to do, and that something is to grow up the body. And if you remember, yesterday I looked at the abundance that is gracefully supplied to us. Previously, we've looked at our commitment and our constraint to obey being purposely perfected. And so I think that we're honing into what use each one of us is in the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Beloved, he is writing. He's not writing to a specific person. He is writing to Christians, to you and I, to you today. And Paul is saying, I, the prisoner of the Lord, in other words, he is imprisoned for carrying forth the gospel. He's saying, I beg you that you are walk worthy of a vocation. A vocation is a life's work. And so we are called to a vocation, a life's work. And here is what this worthy walk is. It's with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Beloved, I think we could camp right here and have an entire inspiration or even a Bible study, a Saturday morning Bible study we could have on this whole subject of worthy walking. And worthy walking is right here, lowliness. The first thing about worthy walking is that our minds are low. We're not high-minded. We're not thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to. But being sober, lowliness, do you see what it is? Lowliness is taking the low road. It's the attitude that Christ had with lowliness. And then it says meekness. Meekness is power under control. It's not being aggressive in the Christian life, but being meek, being like Christ, with long suffering. The word itself just says what it is. It's long suffering. It's suffering for a long time, forbearing one another in love. And I think too often the Christian life, there isn't enough forbearing going on, and that's a problem we have. Endeavoring, isn't it interesting? The forbearing one another is followed up immediately by saying, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Beloved, I think here in our day, in 2015, we are no longer, we've lost the endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, let's read verse 9 or 8 yet. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, who is the he in this sentence? It's obviously Christ. And what we're hearing here is that when Christ ascended on high, it says, he led captivity captive. And we know that. We know that no longer are we fearing death. No longer all these implications that we had to bear with for so long are no longer such issues. But the important thing, beloved, is that he gave gifts unto men. Now, let's skip down here a couple verses, and it says here in verse 11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Beloved, I don't believe for a minute that this is a complete exhaustive list, and that if you can go through that list and say, well, I don't have any of those gifts, therefore I am released from service and I don't have to be of any use in the kingdom of God, I think you have a wrong thought there. The idea here is that he gave gifts unto men. Now, some of those gifts are these, and these are the obvious, these are some obvious things. But I do believe that each one is fully, each Christian, each one who's born again, is fully equipped with something that came directly, specifically from Christ. Isn't that a blessing to consider how personal our God is? And it says here that he gave these gifts for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. So I want us to take this, and I know I've said this in Saturday morning Bible studies before, but it is so crucial, it is so important for us to recognize that we are supposed to be building up others for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. The word perfect there obviously meaning maturity, and there's no comma in that in the original. So it is for the growing up of the body so that it can go out and minister. Do you see? That's the use that we are supposed to be in the kingdom. That we henceforth, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Beloved, doesn't this describe the situation in the, if we want to say what is the Christian church today, and we want to just get a broad sweep of all of Christianity, and we want to say what is the issue? Well, I guess this is a pretty accurate picture here, that it says, let's no longer be children tossed to and fro and borne about on every wind of doctrine. Beloved, there are so many winds of doctrine, and those winds of doctrine, they take people all over the world where they don't want to be. They're just gathered and but why is that? And I believe that part of the reason for that is that we have a wrong understanding. I guess what I'm saying here is that we have a feeling that I am of no use in the kingdom of God, or someone else is going to take care of that problem. But beloved, God has equipped us, and I have spent 3 or 4 days here looking at how that we are supplied with all that we need, that God gives all of these things in order that we can perfect the saints unto the knowledge of the Son of God and unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But verse 15, I'm going to skip here now. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, it's a lot of words, but couldn't it be more clear? It is the entire body being used to build up the body. And that's the purpose, that's the reason that God has given gifts. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as the other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, and so on. But that let us walk worthy of this grand calling that God has given to us. So what use am I? The use that I am is that God has given me specifically something which is to be used to build up the body. Beloved, if you have a great gift of faith, and I'm talking about faith that goes beyond normal faith, then that faith, that gift can be used in prayer to build the body. Do you understand how each gift is to be used? And if we are fully committed to serving the Lord, then we will see an increase in the body. And so that's my encouragement for us today. I'd like to continue to look at that, looking at being partakers of ministry, perhaps, and how that these things are done through faith and not by our ability. But that's my encouragement, and I hope you've been thrilled again to consider the personal nature of God, the goodness of God, and the desire that he has for his body. And so may God bless you. If you'd like to leave a comment for the Fountain of Life or anything to do with our ministry here, go ahead and use mailbox 99. Thank you. God bless you.